Hello, guys, and welcome back to Crime Central Podcast. This is Michaela.
I'm Erin.
And welcome to our Friday episode. So today, I'm taking... Are you okay? Sorry, she's like silent laughing over here. I hope she's all right. If you guys don't know, our Friday episodes are a little bit more fun, kind of wacky crimes. It's what we've been trying to keep to, and they do tend to stay Florida-based. That was the original thought. We're hoping to stay Florida-based, but you know, if we find a really funny one outside of Florida, we're probably going to share it with you guys.
God bless Florida.
We are going to be recording outside, so if you hear like background noises, like birds and stuff, I'm sorry, I live in the middle of nowhere, where yee boys like to eat their trucks everywhere.
Oh my god, yeah, we had to put the baby to night-night bed.
Because it's night-night time.
Okay, well, I didn't want to say put to sleep, because that just sounds bad.
You could have said we laid the baby down for bed.
Well, I'm not a mother.
Okay, yeah, then you didn't even have to bring her up, because it didn't matter.
That's why we're recording outside, though.
Yeah, we are recording outside, and, like, we hope that if anybody is out here listening to us, that they are going to have a grand time, because we are going to have a grand time.
We always do.
All right, let's dive into our content. I'm going to go first because, Erin, you better say, I don't even know. I hope that it's good. All right, are you ready?
You.
Florida man charged with assault of deadly weapon after throwing alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
That would be me.
All right. Joshua James of Jupiter, Florida, was accused of throwing an alligator through the drive-thru window of a Wendy's just before 1:30 in the morning on October 11th of 2015.
Who wants to take a guess that maybe alcohol was involved? Was I would know.
Oh my gosh. Joshua tossed a 3.5-foot alligator into the window after ordering a large drink. So not only did this man, at least he had like the courtesy to order before just.
Here, guys, cook this. I want a gator burger.
Yeah. He allegedly picked up the alligator from the side of the road on the way to the restaurant. So I'm not sure if, like, he had, like, a hankering for Wendy's, and then all of a sudden he was just like, oh, Gator! Alligator, let me just, you know what would be a great idea? Throwing this through the window.
I'm sure they're lonely on night shift. Maybe they need a friend.
Yeah.
A bodyguard friend.
He was charged with the following: aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
No, he wasn't.
Yep.
How the fuck are they gonna say a gator was a deadly assault weapon?
Because alligators kill, like, on average, like, 22 people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I might get a pet one.
Unlawful sale?
What?
I don't know. Possession or transportation of an alligator.
I don't know. Well, I mean, what the fuck is that called? A taxi license for gators?
Ask
the gator taxi
and
service?
And also petty theft, because he didn't pay for his drink.
I was going to say, I really hope that has to do with the food, not the fact that you just stole a gator off the side of the road.
Yeah, right. Petty theft.
Because he stole his Wendy's drink.
He was held in Palm Beach County Detention Center, and upon, like, after his court hearing, he was ordered to do the following. He was banned from all Wendy's restaurants.
That's what's up.
He could no longer possess a weapon of any kind.
Over a fucking gator?
Yeah. He was required to get a mental health evaluation.
Florida's wildin'.
And his contact with animals was limited to just his mother's dog. He's done a lot of coming down there with
Mom, get another dog.
Okay. Your turn to share one. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I thought that it was really funny whenever I was doing it. I was actually typing this up at my actual job because we were really slow.
Oh, God.
Yep.
All right. Well, mine is in Pinellas County. I don't know. A woman told Pinellas County deputies she was blacked out drunk.
Are you okay?
I've been there. So she was blacked out drunk after allegedly stole a live lobster from a tank at Red Lobster and ran out of the restaurant.
Oh, so now we both have animal food crimes going on here.
According to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office report, 42-year-old Kimberly Gable was causing a scene.
That sounds like something you would do.
I know. At the restaurant, when she was approached by a manager, at about 1:15 p.m. Saturday, Gable was asked to leave the restaurant after customers complained about her causing a disturbance. Deputies said she began cursing, then headed toward the exit and proceeded to reach into a water tank containing live lobsters, grabbing a lobster, and ran out the restaurant. Gable says she does not recall what she did with the lobster.
Oh, poor guy.
Gable was arrested on charges of disorderly intoxication and petite theft for causing a disturbance.
Did you just say petite theft? Wait. Do you mean... It's like... Okay. Petite theft.
For causing a disturbance in the Red Lobster at 6151 34th South... 34th Street North in St. Petersburg. She was released on $100 bond.
Well, that's nice. Well, I'm glad that she's back out there, you know?
God damn.
All right. Well, that was something. You ready for the next one? Are you ready for the next one?
I don't know, but yeah.
Florida man gets tired of waiting at a hospital, steals the ambulance, and drives home.
But I can relate. I really can.
Danny Kinesny was sent to the hospital after a neighbor called 911 reporting Danny was drunk and suicidal. I like the crickets out there because nobody laughed. All right.
The crickets laughed at you.
The incident occurred in the Villages, Florida in March 2018. First responders showed up to his place of residence and took him to the hospital. Police reported that Danny said he got mad after waiting 2 hours to see a doctor. He then proceeded to walk out, steal an ambulance, and drive home. This is where it gets good. After the incident, police found Danny hiding in the trunk of his car in the garage. So when they went to go look for him, he panicked and hid in his car's trunk.
All right, well, I mean, you gotta go somewhere.
It's a good hiding spot. I wouldn't think to look there, personally. I don't know about you. Danny admitted to parking the ambulance across the street in his neighbor's driveway because he was mad at them. He felt that they were the one that made the call, so he parked it in their driveway because he wanted them to get in trouble.
This man's intelligent.
Yeah, like they didn't think he was the one that stole it. Investigators said before stealing the ambulance, Danny had checked the back to make sure no one was back there. So at least he was considerate, you know? Like, he didn't steal an ambulance with a patient in it or anything.
God
damn. Danny was still on probation for drunk driving from 2017. So he was placed on a no-bond status by the judge. Yep.
For stealing an ambulance. Cool.
Well, yeah, because he also had, like, drunk driving charges and everything else. All right, your turn.
Okay, so if you guys remember, last Friday's case was about Carl Von
Count Carl.
My apologies, Von Carl. Kossel. Yes. Okay, and he played doctor. Well. Apparently that's common in Florida.
Oh my goodness, don't tell me you found another one.
Florida man arrested for practicing fake dentistry in mobile office.
Wait, so he took patients? Like, people actually thought he was a dentist?
From Miami CBS local in Miami-Dade Police Department, according to Miami-Dade Police Medical Crimes Unit investigators, Daniela Salbaran Gonzalez, 37, and Victor Bernal, 44, of Miami, were providing dental services inside a bus located in a parking lot at 6001 Northwest 74th Avenue in West Miami-Dade. After several months of investigation, undercover operatives from the Florida Department of Health and the MDPD Medical Crime Unit posed as patients on November 15th, Bernal and Salbaran diagnosed and offered treatment to the undercover detectives. At that point, both individuals were taken into custody without incident and charged for unlicensed activity, according to police. Neither has ever been licensed in Florida. Bernal is also charged with drug possession with the intel to sell, dispense, or deliver drugs without a prescription.
Oh my goodness. So, I mean, at least it's not as bad as Count Carl von
Possum. Nobody's as bad as him.
Okay, I'm sorry. His was nuts. I still think about it.
I've been thinking about it all week.
I don't know. I don't know how to handle it. It comes to my brain all the time, and like my brain will just randomly go Count Carl von Possum. Then I'm like, that dude was nuts. But seriously, you gotta make a living somehow. I don't blame them. I totally understand. Now, like the hidden drug ring behind that. Totally different story, but I mean, personally, if I was trying to make some quick cash, I wouldn't choose dentistry.
Yeah,
that's the weirdest thing to pick.
Maybe try selling some dope before you do that.
They were selling dope. Did you not read what you said?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe had he not been a fake dentist, maybe he would have gotten away with it. Not that we're encouraging that, because that's bad and illegal in most states.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Florida man arrested after trying to break into jail.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, he got arrested for breaking into jail.
Y'all, Florida, okay, I want to ask, if we have any listeners in Florida, what the hell is in the air down there?
Yeah, what's going on down there, folks?
Please email us, what's your email?
crimecentralpodcast2020@gmail.com.
I'm glad she remembered what I made.
Was it Crime Central Podcast or just Crime Central 2020?
No.
Hang on. Like, I legitimately don't remember. That is so bad. Oh my gosh. Wait.
Get on Anchor and it'll tell you.
You know, that works. Hang on. I can't get it to. Let's see. It is crimecentral2020@gmail.com. There you go, guys.
crimecentral2020@gmail.com.
Yes. Also, I noticed that we had a listener from Australia. Whenever I was looking through our stuff, I thought that that was really cool. If you guys have any crimes that you want to share with us that are, like, really wacky from different areas that we aren't familiar with, I would love for you to email that to us.
Oh my god, shout out to you, Australia. Shout out.
I know that it's pretty wacky there, too. So I would love if you sent us some material from there for us to read for our Fridays, because, you know, it's like more leisure, kind of funny stuff. If you have like spooky intense things, that would be really cool for you to send as well. I will definitely put our email in the description for this, so that way if you guys are compelled to send us anything, you're more than welcome to. This is not the closeout. We actually do have, I was talking about a Florida man arrested after trying to break into jail. That's what I was doing. She distracted us. Okay. Now, 24-year-old Patrick Rempe was arrested after trying to break into the county jail in Indian River County, Florida, by ramming his car into the front door and then trying to climb a fence. You know. Patrick was arrested after getting caught in the fence's razor wire.
Y'all, Florida.
Well, you know, you have to think that he couldn't have been in his right mind whenever doing this anyways, so, I mean, I couldn't scale a fence out of my mind. I couldn't scale a fence sober. I'm like 5'2". All right. Patrick claimed he was breaking into jail to see his friends.
Okay, well, sweetheart, if your friends are in jail, you probably don't want to stay friends with them. I don't know, because if I ended up in jail, you'd still be friends with me.
Yeah, I'd try.
I'm just kidding.
He was found. Well, I mean, it depends on what you did. You know what I mean? If you like
a DUI.
If you underneath like this whole facade, you were like murdering children in the background.
Oh hell no.
You know, that's exactly what a child murderer would say. If you keep stomping your feet, I'm gonna beat you up, okay?
My leg is falling.
Yes, but they can hear you go boom, 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 okay? So knock it off. Gentle. Gentle, all right? Yeah. He was found to be high on the synthetic drug Flaca. Flaca?
Waka Flaca Flame.
At the time of the incident, so he was a little out of his mind there. The damages of the jail totaled to at least $5,000. Yeah. Rempe now faces the following charges: aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, battery on a law enforcement officer, 3 counts of felony criminal mischief, leaving the scene of a crash with property damage, and driving under the influence. Rempe was held without bond.
Right on.
Yep.
Right on. That's... wow.
I know. So those were my 3 stories for today. I don't know if Erin has another one for us or not. She might.
Okay, I can't find the one I was originally going to tell you guys. It was basically, like, this mom shooting her daughter with a taser in the front yard.
There's yee-yee, boy.
Oh, there's yee-yee.
Good old Midwest here.
Lord. Okay.
Lord.
So, a Florida man shot and killed his ex-girlfriend Tuesday in front of 6 children.
And this isn't funny. How is this funny? This is not... we said lighthearted, Erin. Lighthearted. And you're sitting here like... oh my gosh. That just brought down the mood so hard. Let me just read about murder. You know...
please use the stun gun on a grandmother 3 times after she wouldn't,
you know, like,
let them in.
We probably shouldn't deal with police brutality on Fridays either, considering that's a really big issue in America right now.
Yeah, I know, it's getting real old.
And I really would like to refrain from talking about anything political if we can, because this isn't a political podcast. This is a true crime podcast. So if we say something that offends you guys, we're sorry. We're just trying to stay true to the script. And we look at many different sources and everything. So we try to get the full story for you.
So there is this one.
Oh my gosh, Erin. I know exactly what one you brought up. You brought up the fuck the police shirt, didn't you?
I was really thinking about... there are tons of unbelievable headlines out there about situations that have bewildered everyone. Well, this one says, Florida man wears fuck the police shirt to court and wins the case. Then another man, Florida man attacked during selfie with squirrel.
That's beautiful, but, you know, I really do have to say we can't go reading all of the headlines. We've got to save some for later.
This is true.
Well, then, I guess those are all, like, the really big stories that we have for you today. We definitely will have some more exciting ones this coming Friday. I think Erin just found her new favorite story. Okay. No, don't share it.
Y'all are gonna hear it next week.
Yeah, if it made Erin laugh until she was, like, silent laughing, you know it's gotta be at least kind of okay. Or, like, really dark and twisted. It really depends on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screenshot.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, guys, please feel free to email us material, email us support. We love to hear from you guys, really. We thoroughly enjoy doing this, and honestly, we want to interact a little bit more. I would personally love to interact. If you want, on Anchor, you can leave us, like, voice messages.
They can?
Yes, I learned that was a thing. You can leave voice messages, and we can actually respond to them. So if you don't want to shoot us an email, shoot us a voice message. We would love that. I'm not sure if you have that set up on our Anchor or not.
Especially people in Australia.
Why is it their voices that you enjoy?
I love Australia. It's so pretty there. Actually,
she says as though she's never gone.
I really haven't, but, like, actually, I kind of flew there on Google Earth.
You flew there on Google Earth, so that's okay.
Yep.
Totally different, right?
Yeah, no, especially you, Australia, if you hear this, you know, like, leave us a comment, leave us a review, tell us weird shit that happens in,
Australia. Yeah. Really, really big shout out, I guess, to, we're kind of excited that it's reaching beyond America.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Aaron didn't know that. I was just screwing around on Anchor today, and I saw that, and I thought that was really neat.
I haven't really been on Anchor much other than to see your new logo. These got real crazy this week. Real crazy.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind that this podcast is Aaron's baby. Aaron wanted to do this. She's the one who approached me. She was like, you got to do this or I'll kill you. Like, that's pretty much how the conversation went. And I'm glad that I did, but then Aaron was like, do this and I'll kill you, and then a week later she was like, hey, can you also literally handle everything because my life is so overwhelming? Can you do all of it? Just for, like, right now, please do everything. Thank you. And, you know, I really did. I volunteered to make the logo, and I liked our original logo, and then I got mad, so then I had to make a new one. So I hope you guys like the new logo. If you do,
we're working on putting music in there, too. As I said, we're,
I'm willing to create logos for other people for commission.
We are just kind of figuring this out as we go.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, but we don't edit our podcasts at all. And, you know, part of that's because, you know, we really don't know how. We do know how, but the main part is that we're lazy. We're lazy and we just don't want to go through it. We're too excited to share with you what we have done to take 4 hours and edit. Plus, like, we both have pretty packed schedules.
Yeah, mine just got more hectic today.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and hop off here. I hope you really enjoyed this Friday's episode. I know I did. I always like it when I can get Erin to wheeze when she laughs.
Yep. That's a thing.
Yep. That's a thing.
Yep, it is a thing.
Yep.
Thang.
Well, we're going to go ahead and hop off here, but I absolutely love you guys. Thank you so much for showing interest in our podcast. Again, I couldn't be any happier. I know Erin couldn't. I know she's pretty excited about this.
Let your friends know.
Yeah. Share us everywhere. Blow it up, guys. We so want to see more of you around here. We want recommendations. We are working really hard at this. And
I want to shout out to Irene Sylvia. She posted our podcast on her Snapchat story.
Oh, well, thank you, Irene. I am forever grateful to you.
My girl out in Cali. Thank you. Hope you listen to this. Love you guys. It was fun.
We hope you guys have a wonderful week or next week. Yeah, you'll see us on Monday. So enjoy your weekend. Don't party too hard.